Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White. And this is a continuation of the saga that has started because I did a video, an article, stating my reasons for why black people, in particular black women, should boycott the movie Straight Outta Compton. While I was making my argument, something came up on my YouTube feed where I saw a phone video of a guy who said something about McDonald's fight with Bedwinch. And so my IT guy said, you should probably take a look at this.
I keep walking.
Yo, said too loud.
Tell her.
Get that column up.
The mall calls me. You go to the mall and buy sell stuff. The mall calls me to buy stuff. Are you serious? Oh my gosh. You shop where I never shop.
I like the opinion from America.
And let me tell you something. They don't make 3 1/4 suede boots. You got those from fucking Walmart.
And so I usually don't entertain stuff like this, but I was like, okay, if Carl says I should look at it, I'm gonna look at it. So I looked at it, and what I saw was a man, and I use that term really loosely, haranguing, heckling, and hassling a woman. And mind you, she is not, this is not some, you know, not good look. She's beautiful. She was like, hello. She was well put together. Being hassled by this black guy who felt that he was entitled to her attention, and because he was rejected, he felt like he could make fun of what she had on.
You have a red dress on.
Yo.
Yo, tell her. She has a red dress on with black boots and a pink fucking
her shoes. I mean, he was saying all kinds of crazy stuff. And it was just funny to me because the video was done by somebody who's critical of me, or somebody, it was posted by someone who's critical of me as like an as if to say, ha ha, look at the bed wench. And it sort of just fed into what the thesis of what I had been trying to present. Because what I saw in that video was a very immature, thugged out, disrespectful black man who felt he was entitled to this woman's time and attention, simply because he had a phallus. And this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about in terms of the thug culture that some black people, not just the boys, but the women too, buy into. We talk a lot about how, like, who's consuming rap music, and there's this big argument, well, white people are consuming all of this rap music. They are consuming it monetarily. They're looking at this as sort of like, oh, look at those folks over there. They're not internalizing it. However, black people consume rap psychologically and socially. That this is a lifestyle that they emanate. And when I saw this video, it really sort of brought home all the stuff that I was talking about.
My whole outfit. Hold on, wait. And just to top it off, do you have an iPhone? Do you have a fucking iPhone? No, you don't. You have no cell phone. You're broke. Where are you even from?
And what delighted me the most was that The men who were stepping up were black.
With black boots and a pink fucking watch. It makes no sense.
You have a fucking monkey.
Yo!
White and Asian.
Why do you have to prove that money?
Bro, what the fuck is wrong with the jeans? Look at this shit, dog. Oh my god. There you go. 1995 Air Max.
Oh my god.
And you're talking to me. You have a fucking you have a black one. Oh my fucking god. Are you fucking kidding me? More than that. Oh my god. Stand up. That's all I need. Stand the fuck up. You got a Red Cross sweater.
Everyone here wants you to be quiet.
Give a fuck. That's all
go
I want.
Somewhere else. Are
you no, fuck that. I'm staying right here.
We're talking about money. No, we can't talk about money.
Yo, don't step money. Mind your business.
So, this really is not about, pigeonholing black men and saying that they're somehow morally inferior, because as you can see, there was examples of men who stepped up in defense of this woman, which I thought was noble, and it showed their nobility, and I was like blowing kisses at them because I thought that was amazing. But what it did was made me realize that there's just so many of these of those roaches going around in the black community, the ones that we see in this video, and thankfully I uploaded it because I knew that eventually this person was on thin ice, and I knew that this was not going to be the outcome that he wanted, and something told me to just, upload it. So I got some snippets, and I am including it in this overview because I want it to be an example to you of what I'm trying to say. Like, this is not about, bashing black men. This is about calling attention to a culture that degrades not only black women and also leaves them vulnerable to violence and abuse, but it also it molds these rudderless black boys who maybe don't have a male figure in their lives to steer them, because once they get to be a certain size and age, if there's no male figure or father figure to steer them, they are looking to what they deem as successful, and they're looking at, rappers, and they're looking at ballers, and they're seeing all this dysfunction and thinking that that's kind of like what they're supposed to emulate and what they're supposed to do. And you've got grown men who are competing. Like, this guy was competing with this woman. Like, he buys $85 socks. Like, what kind of prudent man buys $85 socks? Like, my husband can afford $85 socks. Would he spend $85 on socks? No. But that is a poor person's mentality. Someone who would spend that kind of money on socks. Somebody who brags about going somewhere to spend $150 on drinks because that to him is like balling.
$150! Oh my god! I spend that shit on drinks in one fucking hour.
Somebody who doesn't have a job but is claiming to have all this money and who shops every day. Like, these are not men who show competency. Like, we talk about, like, what are the elements of a good man? What are the elements of a man who deserves our respect? And a man who deserves my respect is somebody who has control of himself.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Which we did not see in this video. Somebody who has respect for himself and for other people.
Everyone here wants you to be quiet.
I don't give a fuck.
Everyone here wants you to be quiet.
I don't give a fuck.
Which we did not see. Somebody who displays competency, and a person who displays competency does not brag about buying $85 socks, bagging on a woman like he's in middle school, and saying that she got her clothes at Walmart when 5 minutes before you were trying to holler, and because she wasn't interested, you called her a bitch and a bedwinch and everything else because men with substance came to her defense.
I spent $85 on socks
and made you look like the asshole that you were. Real men display competency, and that has nothing to do with the color of their skin. It has everything to do with their moral makeup and their character. And I've always said from the beginning, it's about character over color. And unfortunately, in the Black community, there are good men, like the men we saw in this video, who will stand up to Black women. I have seen them. I love them. You guys have my appreciation. But I'm sorry to break it to you good brothers. There are just too many roaches running around. And these are the picks that young Black girls have. Like, you can be a good brother, but if you're the one out of 12 other riffraff like what we're seeing right now in this video, then where does that leave Black women? I mean, seriously, let's just be honest. Like, if you really love us like you say you do, what does that leave us when you have men like this?
Yo, stupid thugs, and you're still not gonna get the pussy tonight. Stupid thugs, and you're still not gonna get the pussy tonight.
As an option. And here's the thing, like, we have a 70%, 72% out of wedlock rate. There's some communities where it's upwards to 90 and 100%. So this is not atypical of the crop of men that you guys put the onus upon the Black women to choose better. Like, how can you choose better when the bushel is all rotten? Do you see what I'm saying here? So, that was the premise of me saying this is the best argument for why Black women need to explore their options because of men like this. Like, if the Black community is crawling with men like this, and we know that they are because every woman has a story. Even I have a story of, maybe not to that degree, but I have a story of a man who took liberties with me and who felt like he was entitled to my body. And when I refused, he put me down. We have had these discussions. We have had discussions on street harassment, and it has been minimized, but we've seen the news stories of women who have been shot at, who have been punched, who have been physically assaulted because they didn't respond in the way that some Black dude thought that she would respond because he felt entitled to her body and her attention. So I think I have belabored the point, and I think I have made myself clear that, again, this is not about, you know, trashing Black men. This is about a culture that is being nourished, that is going pretty much unhindered in the Black community. We have both men and women who are either turning a blind eye or who are excusing or ignoring it to the point where it has just gone so far. And I want to warn you, you good brothers out there who say that you love Black women, I'm telling you, because I get the notes, I get the receipts, Black women are starting to have enough. Quality Black women are saying, peace. They are throwing up deuces because no other race of women has to endure this kind of abuse in the United States like Black women do. And these men should be ashamed of themselves, but they're not. They're not, because there's a group of people who coddle and protect them, and we're just done. We're just done. If you guys aren't going to do anything about it, these women are just picking up their marbles and going someplace else. Okay, and then finally, so while we were talking about the McDonald's incident, one of the followers of my blog, Beyond Black and White, wrote something that I thought was just so poignant. I wanted to put this in the video, and I want you ladies to really listen to this. And I want everybody to listen to what I have to say, but particularly the black women who are on the fence listening to this. You really need to take it in. In referring to this video, this is an example of the culture continuum where black women are criminalized for doing what all other women do. And she's talking specifically about the black woman just dressing cute. She's not dressing slutty. She's dressing in a form flattering dress and nice shoes. Her hair was done nicely. So just keep that in mind as I continue reading. For the very reason that she exists, black men and others who dislike us think we don't deserve what other women do. For instance, if we look good or do our hair differently than an afro, then we are trying to be white women. If we expect the fathers to stay and provide money, we are considered gold diggers. If we are tired of the men leaving and resigned to independence, we are considered man-hating feminists. If we date only from a pool of black men, we are thug lovers. They won't just admit that there isn't a wide selection of good ones who even want black women. And that is true because black men date and marry interracially at twice the rate black women do. So not only do you have a smaller pool of quality black men, of that pool, those quality black men are entertaining all of their options and they're dating interracially. They're not, they are not sticking to black women like it is expected black women to do. If we open our horizons, we are considered bed wenches. Oh my God, if you just thank a white guy or a non-black man for protecting you, you're called a bed wench. If you, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, I cannot believe this. So if you accept the help of a non-black man when you're being attacked by a black man, you're a bed wench because you don't make yourself available to be abused. You're a bed wench. You're a sellout. What the fuck is wrong with some of y'all? Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? If we don't have kids, we're considered bougie. If we do have kids, we are considered easy. If we value education, we are a slave to massa. If we stay uneducated, we are ratchet black women that no man wants. If we dress nice, we are considered whores. And what opens to so much street sexual harassment? Other women get to be called babe, hot, sexy, chick. Black women who dress the same are considered dirty. Nothing sexing like Latin men refer to their women. Nothing douchey but still cute like white men refer to their women. We are seen as trying too hard or trying to be sexy, as if to say we aren't inherently good enough. And for a lot of these men, we are not. Nothing we do is ever enough because it is always a moving target. Understand this, that you are never good enough because they just don't like you. They will always move the target because it's about making you feel like shit. Moving forward. We are seen as trying too hard to be sexy, as if to say we aren't inherently good enough. So black women have to decide when these hosts of contradictions will be enough for us. When will we stop letting black men and patriarchal black women bully us into obesity or sulking in a corner? When will black women get up in the millions, by the millions, and flee? That's a good question. When are you gonna say enough? When are you gonna say peace? When are you going to stop being the object of abuse? When are you going to stop expecting to be abused? That's a question that you can only answer for yourself. I'm Crystal Lynn Karazin, and I run a site called Beyond Black and White.